Hey guys, this is Jesus, and I want to thank the following Patreon listeners: Gordon D. Duke, Matt Burr, Nick Morgan, Tom Bransfield, Brittany Wilson, Struggle Bus, Warbelt Here, Greg Qualley, Alice, Samuel Brown. Thanks for helping these troubleshooters find a wonderful path towards drunkenness.
And you turn. And you turn to the left and you see what looks like a old 18th century apartment building.
Real popular sanctuary around here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, strangely. And you see a doorway, and it is a doorway elevated by about 7 steps. You have to walk up, and they're all painted red. And above it is a red steel blast door. Heavy. With a slot in the top for someone to speak through. And that's when you notice a sound from the mist just beyond that you can see that surrounds you.
I think we should head to the door really quickly.
Do whatever secret knock your people do.
I don't have a secret knock.
Look, it's fine. I'm going to turn my back so I don't see it. I don't hear it. I don't hear the knocking. Go on.
I don't have a fucking...
And the opening, the face opening slides across.
Oh, is that...
Someone that needs to, I don't know why I adopted this accent as soon as I came here, but apparently it seemed appropriate. Someone that's come here to, enter the Red Step.
All right. Sucks to be you. Shit.
Boom, 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 boom.
Both of you roll, your, what's intellect?
Brains?
Brains.
Brains. Both of you roll your brains.
Mm-hmm. I got 0. And 0 in everything.
I think that just... I don't fucking know. The system is real sick.
Mm-hmm.
Is real dumb. So roll 1d6 and plus the die. The computer die.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that fucking means.
I got fail in both.
I got 1 success.
All right, so no, Dan... Nothing on the computer. It occurs to you, if only someone knew how to get into parties.
If only someone knew how to get into parties. But alas, I neither now nor ever have I been that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I've forever have been fascinated with clouds.
Oh, it's a party. Oh, that's different. That's different.
Yes.
I knock on the door again.
What?
What's up, bro?
Holy shit!
It's me! It's me! It is me, Patrick!
Patrick! I love how you roll your ass! Amazing. And the door swings open. Yo, Patrick, how you fucking been?
I've been fucking fantastic, boom, boombastic, man. Also, how many zombies you killed today?
Holy shit, not as nearly as many as are behind you. And you turn around, and there are fucking legions of zombies.
I am pissing my pants. Close that fucking door. Yep. My buddy, my pal, Steven.
Hey, buddy, man. I heard you became a troubleshooter. How's that?
I did. I'm going to be honest. Not as good as a party. I thought I could get a bit of quick cash, but apparently in this system, we don't use money.
No, we don't use money.
We use influence of the computer.
But also, we do use money, because if we don't use money, you're a communist.
Yep.
And you said we don't use money.
We use Alpha computer credits, which is the same as money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he reaches out and snaps your neck. And you are down one clone.
You have been riding on a clone.
You have been riding on a clone that has been skating thin ice for so goddamn long. Patrick. Mm-hmm. You watch this. He was a commie. His star above his body disappears. His multiple stars above his body disappears. And he is killed in one fluid motion by the bouncer, who says he knows him. Mm-hmm. And you are left alone. And the bouncer looks at you.
Hey, I'm here for a drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you were with him?
I mean, not anymore, definitely.
Tell you what. This is for service industry only.
Ah, gotcha. I mean, does
the... Do you know how to make a drink?
That...
You goddamn do.
Yeah?
Well done.
All right. Yeah.
What's your station again? And also look at your mm-hmm. your.
Oh yeah, I do know how to make a drink, I believe.
Also look at your What is the thing that you were given, the responsibility you're given that you did not want?
Media officer.
Oh yeah, you're a media officer.
Fiona's a media officer.
Oh, is that a case?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are a media officer.
Sure. All right, cool. Yeah, so I'm a media officer, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Do you also know how to make a drink?
I mean, yeah. Well,
supposedly? Allegedly?
I know how to make a drink.
Yeah.
I don't have the ingredient for it.
Yep.
Vodka. All right. Which is just vodka.
All right. Yep. Get behind the bar, and he starts scooting you down the stairs.
All right.
And you are introduced to a dive bar. We've all been to dive bars.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s. I will take you to more dive bars. I love dive bars. Underground. They are smelly. They are packed. There is a shitty jukebox with no bass playing tinny speakers and music.
Shown you the dive bar I've been to in Puerto Rico?
I want to go there so bad I can taste it. I can taste it.
Someday.
All right. And they push you down the stairs into a dive bar, the likes of which that even people in Blade Runner would be like, it's a bit much. It is neon lights and sweaty people in leather clothing, and there are people in VR fighting each other, and there is a karaoke on each side of the room that is spanning about 300 feet. It is a large-ass room, but in the very center, spanning the entire width, is a bar. And you are pushed. You're thrown over the bar.
Checks out.
And glasses tumble, and you land with a hard thump. Oof. And then the bartender, a woman, black woman with massive glowing tattoos and a shaved head, and skeletal features and black eyes and a bright smile that is glowing, says, and when she speaks, it like blinds you a bit because it opens her mouth. What the fuck are you doing here? Can you make a drink?
I'm here to apparently earn my keep, and sure.
Are you a communist?
Do I have to be to work the bar?
Goddamn not. Good answer. Here you go. You need to make the following drinks. And then she sends it directly into your cortex that is featured into your vision. And you have to roll to make some drinks. And that would be brains.
Cool. Yeah.
Actually, it would be brains or violence.
Sure.
Sorry. It's not going to be violence.
Yeah, not with this character, it ain't.
It's going to be brains or mechanics.
Hmm. Well, I do have mechanics, yeah. The only thing I have a score in is operate, though, not demolitions engineer program.
You still roll whatever your node is.
Yeah, which is mechanics and brains or mechanics. Same situation. I could still roll violence if he wants. Same number of dice.
Sure.
But yeah. All right. So that's one die and computer die. Really, that's all I'm using. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
All right, roll that. I got 5 and a 4, so 1 success.
Which was the success?
Good question. Is this a David dice? Yeah, that is a computer dice. No, so no successes.
It doesn't. It counts unless you get a 6 on the computer dice, in which case you're in trouble. So it still counts.
Okay, cool.
Good deal. So you mix a couple of drinks. And Dan and Jesus, give me one drink each, what you mix. What's the weird name of it? And give me one weird ingredient.
It is the green tide,
mm-hmm.
Which is mainly just absinthe, an unknown liquid, mm-hmm. and water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ice, which eventually turns to water. And the special ingredient is a 4-leaf clover.
I love it.
Yep.
I'm good at this.
Because you don't drink, honestly.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we're going to say tequila, vermouth, and what's the third ingredient? What weird shit?
I mean, I'm trying to incorporate trickle-down economics into it somehow. So, I mean, there's got to be something that...
Oh, commemorative coin.
Ooh.
Yeah, fuck it. No, that's what it is. It's a tequila vodka and like an old coin, and you have to swallow the coin.
Ooh.
Like that's the thing. It's a cheap drink. It's one of the cheapest drinks in the bar, so it gets ordered a lot. But like somebody drops a dime into it, and you have to like take the God dime with
damn.
It.
Yeah.
That is so many so ways unhealthy.
Oh yeah, no, it's horrible, but it's a rite of passage at this particular bar.
It's called a wishing well.
Oh, I like it.
There we go. Nice. I like that.
And the person who takes the wishing well is the clone of Fiona, who is sitting there still kind of slick Ugh. With her birth slime.
Ah! Hey!
Hey, there you go.
And then cling.
Yep.
That'll wake you up on the way out, no worries.
Woo! So, thankfully, I'm not a commie. Anyway,
And also, you can remove your stars from your character.
Okay.
Because they are connected to...
The old me.
Yeah, exactly.
But this new
obviously,
me is...
Obviously, the new you is not a commie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Totally different person.
Yeah. The old you, though, holy shit, that guy, just
red. That guy was a dick.
Red.
Yeah, but, this, glowing but red. This new wow. me is totally different. Also sticky. Hey, how have things been?
Oh, you know, you've got a job apparently.
Oh wow! Congratulations, moving on up.
By the way, I'm like knocking back a shot like with every shot I drink because the purpose of coming here, I still have a mission, and my mission was to get drunk because that's the only way I can hunt me some leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. And so both of you knock back drinks, and as you are talking, you look around and. The world starts to get a little fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
You are drunk.
Yes.
And you hear in the distance from the onomatopoeia mm-hmm. of people talking all around you about people they fucked and people they screwed in business and people they definitely got the computer killed by. There is a slight, as you keep drinking, a slight voice. It says, And then I decided to answer the call. And that motherfucker in HR decided that I should not be hired. And I fucking killed him and tossed him in the river. You know why? Because I have fucking magic. And I fucking can. Also, what kind of, do you want anything with your life? Because I can grant that kind of wish, you know. Oh, it's just been prettier. All right, fine. There you go. Your hair's up now. Well done. You fucking. Mm-hmm. Anyways, anyone else?
I have a wish. Faith in Begor.
Faith and Begorra.
Faith and Begorra.
And everyone stops, and there is a moment where the light shines in the very far corner of the bar, and there is, in green garb with a top hat and a vest, a leprechaun with buckles on his shoes. And he's short, and he looks at you with fire in his eyes. What do you need, lad?
My friend, first off, just to confirm, are you a leprechaun?
Why do you sound Middle Eastern?
Because my accent fluctuates very easily.
Right. As it stands, I am a leprechaun. Why do you want to know?
I look around, and I stand up, stumble a little bit, stand up again, stumble again, stand up, and try to walk over. My friend, this accent is going all over the place. My friend, Faith and Begorra. Okay, I got it. My friend, My friend, listen to me.
But all this in character.
In character, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
This is not Jesus.
Yeah.
Just do straight up, like Latin, like yeah. Like just do.
Hola, mi amigo. Toma, mira aquí.
Mira, I'm listening. What do you want?
Okay, mi amigo. Okay, I was given a mission.
Mm-hmm. See.
To hunt you down by the alpha computer. But shh. But I want something else from you. I need you to grant me a wish. And if you can grant me this wish, I can make believe I didn't find you, and I continue my search uneventfully.
That's crazy. That is wild. That is the kind of stuff that children's stories are based on. You're seeking a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And you found one.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a wish.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one problem.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You found me now. But you must haste. Because to find me permanently, you must give chase. And he jumps into the wall that explodes into a circle of green and disappears into a portal.
I jump through.
I was just going to wish for it. Knock back one more drink. I quit. And jump over the bar and chase after.
You both spill through the opening into realities unknown. Mm. You fly through time and space, being torn apart particle by particle, and then reassigned both into your own peoples. Or are you? You are torn apart particle by particle, but then rearranged into different people. But there are only two people to be rearranged into.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Only two people. And if you're rearranged into those two people, you'd be rearranged into them, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it would be weird. Even if in time space, it would be weird if friendly computer was wrong about you being rearranged into people, wouldn't it? So you're Fiona and you're Patrick.
I mean, yeah.
No. But obviously, if you are...
Obviously.
But if you're rearranged, I'm going to close my eyes. One, two, three, four. Okay. And I opened them again. And hey. So Fiona...
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Fiona and Patrick.
Yep. Version 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, my God.
New and improved.
You get spat out. Into... a city street. Your hands and knees and face land hard onto gravel and concrete. Mm. You feel oppressed, toxic air on your face breathe into your lungs. It's choking. But you know the feeling of oppression. And it's comforting. And you look down at your hands. And you realize that they're warded with longer nails than normal. Fiona. You realize that your left hand is metal.
Okay.
Oh, don't spoil it. Is metal, and your nails are razor blades. Patrick, you look down, and you realize that there is a snake tattoo slithering around your right hand, spouting small spurts of magical fire as you hold your hands, both of you, to the gravel, and you look up. And you see flying cars and massive towering structures above you. You're in a dystopian cyberpunk wasteland. But you are comforted by the fact that you cannot see the sky. Because the sky is outside. And the outside is what? Forbidden.
Forbidden.
Mm-hmm. There we forbidden. Go. That's the one. So let's try again. Classified. The sky is what?
Forbidden.
That's right.
The sky definitely does not look like a static on a TV screen.
Nope, because you can't see it because there are so many tall screens.
Of course.
Tall buildings. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, it's blocking out the sun. Mm-hmm. And you look up, and both of you look, well, pointy ears, and moved up noses, and green skin, and distended jaws, and big rippling muscles, and lots of leather all over your body.
So I'll make a deal with you. I won't tell anyone you're a mutant if you don't tell anyone I'm a mutant.
We're not mutants. We're just green.
Listen, that's some real mutant speak you've got going on.
There is another blast of light behind you in the alleyway as a HEC officer lands with three other HEC officers land in the alleyway from a portal.
Mm-hmm.
Find them and... We found him!
Swift boost, fly away.
Pardon?
I'm flying away.
Okay.
Oh, good. You can read your inventory now. I could make no sense.
My handwriting is gibberish. I fully admit that.
Exactly.
Much.
I did. There was just like I was at some point. I was gonna go like. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark. I pull out a rocket launcher, baby.
I have Swift. I have boots for flying. So I put on my boots and a flyaway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to roll chuspa.
Mm-hmm.
No, mechanics. Mm-hmm. Roll mechanics.
Mechanics
difficulty
plus?
Difficulty two.
Plus anything else?
I mean, whatever your skill would be.
Operate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that's five roll.
Five. And that's going to be a difficulty too.
Okay, plus friendly computer dice. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to roll that and see what happens. I need a 5 to succeed, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And 6 is only on a roll of 6 is when computer gets to observe me, right?
Of the computer die.
Of the computer die, okay.
Yeah.
So these are all failures. I'm going to spend, you said 2? Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend 2 moxie to make it a success.
Okay. Cross it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so you find your compatriot slams on some boots that immediately gel to his feet. And then he jumps. And not all happens. Fuck all happens. He falls down, eats shit on the gravel, and then stands up and then slaps the shit out of them with his hands. And they fire off, and he does not look like he's in control. He flies off, screaming.
Great. I have a thing here that just says teleport.
Yes.
How do I use that? Well, how's that work again?
How do you want to?
I mean, I would like it to make me not be here in front of the cards anymore.
Okay.
Primarily. Mm-hmm. Just having it teleport me anywhere seems like the
teleport
worst idea.
You anywhere. That's what happens. Okay.
Yeah. So
all right. So, Fiona.
Yes.
Fiona, you go off into the distance and you see a massive amount of old structures, buildings, collections of apartments and industrial areas, and you crash through the sky, skylight of one of these buildings, and you land hard in a bed of cotton. And you look around, and you're safe. You haven't taken any damage. Well done. You're soft. You're warm. You are... What is that clicking? That clicking sounds really familiar. You look up. You're in a cotton mill that is now going to render you with a giant gear.
That's about right.
And then that's when... Patrick, you appear in the same cotton mill.
Checks out.
Or pseudo cotton mill, because you see where the cotton is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of a massive engine that is feeding something from the bottom and then feeding the cotton into the part of the machine that Jesus is on. Long story short, it is bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It is chewing up bodies and their clothes and then making them into cotton or cotton-like substance to be pulverized later on. The pulverized later on is where Fiona seems to be.
Cool. I'm pretty sure I'm not cleared to see any of this. So I don't want to. I really don't. What I would like to do is go get my fellow troubleshooter and shoot some trouble. So I'm gonna focus on the only thing that I know for certain in this room. I am cleared to notice, which is Fiona, and I'm going to try and pull them out of wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. All right. Second.
Yep.
So you go to pull Fiona out. I'm gonna need you to roll a we're gonna say a violence.
Sure.
Roll plus whatever you think is appropriate.
I could have the excuse to use throw so I could just yeet Fiona out.
Do it.
But okay, great, cool. That's what I'm gonna do. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna grab a hold of Fiona and throw and yeet. Which gives me a whole shit ton of dice to roll. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna do that. That is 9 dice.
9
plus computer. Okay. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And computer dice. Everything went green. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Appropriate for yes, this appropriate. Game.
Okay, yeah, there yep. we go. Finally. Okay. So the computer dice did not come up as a six, and I do have a regular... All those dice and only two successes, but hey, two successes.
Still yeah. works. All right, so you yeet your compatriot.
Yeah, yeet.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yep, yep. And then kind of...
You both land against the wall of the... of the warehouse. The steel hurts you. You slam against it with a bong. Breathing heavy. Looking at this horrible example of what might be happening in Alpha Complex. But is this Alpha Complex? You've never seen this part of it. And then you hear the creak of a door opening. And says... Hello, boys. Are you coming in? And you look over and there... Excuse me. And you look over and there is a person opening a door that you did not see. That is impossible to see. Clearly looking like the rest of the wall. And a red light behind him. He is a handsome man in a black suit with a black beret. And he says... I recognize you as being with Red Step. Come on in now.
Thank you very much, sir. I step through.
Well, it's yeah. your people. Here we go.
And you are basically introduced to what is a fucking dope-ass bar, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. People are drinking. People are laughing. The bartender is slinging drinks. There's a television off in the corner that's playing, like, different kinds of movies that you've definitely never seen. There's a karaoke corner mm-hmm. off in the distance that people are singing along. I am the man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero that you're dreaming of. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. It's a dope ass scene. Yeah.
And as that's happening, I go to Patrick. He's like, Patrick, either go to the karaoke or talk to random people. I think I'm going to go to the bar and try to get some information.
All right, cool. How drunk are you still? I mean,
I'm wasted myself. Don't worry.
Scoping out the general leprechaun yeah, okay. situation at the bar.
Yeah.
Which is exactly, by the way, what I do in real life.
Yeah.
anytime I go to the bar, you take a moment as soon as you step in the door and you scope out the leprechaun situation. Yeah, yeah.
You say, Patrick and Fiona, mm-hmm. your varying levels of intoxication. And you look around and you realize whatever you think you are is not this. It is not this. It's like pre-gaming for a party. Mm-hmm. And then you pre-game for like an hour. Mm-hmm. You have a couple of drinks. You fucking settle down your nerves. You show up. You walk in. And it's one of my parties. People are drinking from the spout of mixed drink cocktails. People are taking shots. People are drinking beer by the gallons. They are drinking from Das Boot. Mm-hmm. They are drinking everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you look around and you say, are you drunk? Yeah, I'm pretty twisted. Mm. By comparison, you are as sober as a judge. Mm-hmm. You might as well be a member of Heck.
Okay.
And then as you look around, somebody looks at you and says, "Hey, you a cop?"
Nope.
You have to tell us if you're a cop.
I ain't.
Right. You're not a cop?
Nope.
All right, then. You'll have no problem having a drink with me, then.
Of course.
Come on, yeah.
Ah!
And both of you need to roll me. Not violence. We're going to say... Huspa.
Mm-hmm.
To see how fucking shit-faced you
Huspa
get.
Plus?
What do you think?
I'm going to use charm. Okay. To drink, to be part life of the party.
Yep. And Dan?
I roll 42 bananas. What the fuck? I'm not even kidding.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This app does.
How many do we need to succeed?
We're gonna say three.
Three.
Jesus Christ. So I fail and I get a computer dice. Hey. A six.
Ooh, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a second. Just one and okay, so I succeed, but also computer die. I did roll a Dave and a five.
All right, so Jesus, no success and a computer die. All right, Dan, success and a computer die. All right,
not three. There was no way I could get three at that two die.
So both of you get the attention of friendly computer.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Friendly computer, we'll see how close we are to finally catching that pesky leprechaun. I'm going to drink till somebody in this bar is a fucking leprechaun.
And you get drunk. What song do you wind up singing in karaoke?
And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more.
And because it's a duet, the computer in your head is singing along with you. You have to sing a duet. Mm-hmm. That one counts. Dan.
Ah, oh, fuck. I don't know. Just...
Sorry.
For some reason, the only one that keeps coming to my mind is Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory.
So you're together in perfect harmony.
Yeah, and it's only one half of that song that you're singing.
Ebony, come together in perfect.
And one of the bartenders, a woman, a Hispanic woman with metal hair draping down over her shoulders and reflective eyes and metal arms and a all leather jumpsuit with tattoos all over her body, reaching up from her neck into her face. She screams cyberpunk. She is everything that intimidates the shit out of you, because she is anti everything the computer believes. Individuality, self-modification, and also clapping when no one else does. That's a big one. And she claps. Y'all did well.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice everyone else has stopped clapping and just stopped moving. I understand you have somebody you want to look for.
We do.
All right. Well, I just might know where they went.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have one question. You have to match me in this, and I can spit you out where they went.
Match you in what?
Simply a question. I know that you've been here before. Mm-hmm. Been here as a dwarf and an orc. You've been here as a magic user who aids gravity. You've been here as an orc who just loves guns. Or maybe you haven't. Maybe I'm making things up. Make-believe is funny like that. Sometimes it all blends together. Maybe you can answer this question. In the sprawls of which city did the infamous Renraku Arcology shutdown occur? Oh, and by the way, you mess up this question, security gets a little bit closer. So what city did the Renraku Arcology shut down, where thousands of people died? What city is so important that that would happen?
Mental image comes into my mind. And I think to myself, it's a word that comes. Is it perhaps Seattle?
Damn! First shot out of the gate! All right. Well, looks like we're fighting them off for you.
I do appreciate it. Although, if you, beyond the fighting them off, the guards and such, if you can give me a little help, if I'm going to spend a poxy point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel as a bartender, you are also a distiller. And you want to get the highest prize, the spine fluid of a leprechaun.
And you say that in front of your compatriot. Maybe. I can't agree or disagree to anything. Why do you ask?
Because I know where one leprechaun is. And if we can get it, we can get the mighty juices of his spine. And you know what happens when you drink the spine fluids of a leprechaun, don't you, fellow distiller?
You get the sweet, sweet power of their powers.
Yes. We shall take the leprechaun and... take its power for ourselves. Everyone around us is... There's only the three of us together. It's like everyone around us agrees. Mm-hmm. Taking the spine fluid of a leprechaun is the best way to grow.
Well, then you need to go into this portal. And they motion to the wall that then erupts into a giant circle. And there is fire and there is a wobbling. It's a fucking portal, y'all. It's a fucking portal. You know what it looks like.
Yeah. Thank you, my fellow distiller. And I jump through. I don't need to jump through. I could have just walked, but I just gonna jump through. Woohoo!
Yeah, I watch all this and kind of look between the portal and Goth Mommy over there. quick question. So. You're implying that if you drink the spinal fluid of a leprechaun, you basically become a leprechaun, is what you're saying?
We're not entirely sure, but we've based an entire religion around it, so...
And from the point of here, yes, we're kind of thinking, but we're not really 100% sure, but you know what? We're going to see how it goes.
All right, cool. Jumpers, you're up to the portal.
Hey everybody, this is Billy from Fandible Podcasting Network. Thank you so much for listening. We loved having you here. If you want to follow more of Fandible's crazy hijinks, go to our Twitter or Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at Fandible or at Facebook at Fandible. I know, we're creative like that. If you would like to do more and support us, please feel free to go to our Patreon and donate. Your donations help us go to cons, buy materials, and just keep our radio equipment working. Thank you so much, and remember...
The Ink Monster wants to eat you!